Welcome to The Offer Letter, a podcast designed to help you, the job seeker, to perfect your interview skills. Every episode, we have a special guest here to help us decode a common interview question with me, your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano. Except for today. Now, I'm still going to be your host, and I'm still going to be talking, but today is a solo session where it's about interview tips and thoughts with you, me, and the microphone. So let's dive into it. Now, today we're talking about behavioral interview questions, and these are those pesky questions that interviewers ask where you have to think about a story in your past and tell it to them. Now, the first set of episodes were more general interview questions with some amazing coaches that I know here in Canada. So you had kind of the usual suspects for questions like, tell me about yourself, you know, strengths and weaknesses, salary expectations, and then even things like, where are you originally from? Or if you were a fictional character, then which one would you be? And by the way, I would totally be Captain America because one, he's loyal, two, he's smart, three, he's adaptable, and of course, four, he gets to carry an awesome shield that's essentially a glorified boomerang. So definitely feel free to use that answer if you ever get that question in an interview. Now, if you missed any of those episodes, then definitely check them out. They are still up on there, and you can check them out on your favorite podcast platform like Spotify or even Apple Podcasts. Now, here's how you can spot a behavioral interview question. It usually starts with something like, tell me about yourself, or tell me about a time when, or describe to me a time when, or share about it a time when, and on and on and on and on. So essentially, they want you to tell them about a past story or something that happened in your professional career. Now, you want to try to keep it to your professional career, but I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't have those kinds of examples that happened in your past work. So you can maybe talk about something in your volunteering or maybe in school or, you know, maybe worst case scenario, you can even talk about your personal life, which is also very acceptable. Now, I'm going to tell you that one mistake that lots of people make is that they don't give specific stories from their past experience. They use lots of hypotheticals with things like, I would have done this, or I would have done that. And that is incorrect because it's essentially not answering the question. So you actually have to answer in the past tense. So your answer would sound something like this. In the past, I did this, and this is what happened. Because you want to tell them a story from your past experience. So step one of answering this question, make sure you use past tense. So now you're probably thinking, got it, check, past tense, done and done. How do I actually answer the question now? Well, here's the cool thing is that there is an acronym that you may have heard in the past as a way to answer this question. And it's called STAR Stories. Now, STAR is an acronym for Situation, Task, Action, and Result. STAR, Situation, Task, Action, and Result. And you may have heard it as something else like STARS with an S on the end, or SHARE, or even the unfortunately called SARS. Now, whatever you go with, the main idea is that you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And here's how I remember using STAR is that I'm the star of the interview. So I got to use my STAR stories. So now let's break it down like this. S is the situation. S means situation. This is simple. You know, tell them the job and your role. I was a greeter at Walmart. I was a developer at Amazon. I was a senior accountant at Deloitte. I was a team member at McDonald's. You don't need to set the scene with things that are unnecessary to the story, like talking about how it was a beautiful Wednesday afternoon in July and how you just got your venti cappuccino from Starbucks and the birds were singing a sweet tune while bunnies hopped through the meadow and rainbows colored the sky. None of that is needed. They don't care about those things. Just keep it short and sweet. You don't need to make it long. You just need to tell them, this is where it was. This is what I did. Then you get to T for task. T for task means what are you supposed to do? What was the conflict of the story? Where was the problem? What was the thing that the story hinges on that can make your day horrible or amazing? This is what moves stories forward. and where you can hook the interviewer in. So here you can explain the people in the story and the supporting characters in the conflict. It's simple as saying there was me, person A, and person B. We were supposed to dot, 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 but this happened. Or even I wanted to do this, but I wasn't able to because of that. So think about what problem did you need to solve? And then we get to A. A is for action. This is where you explain how you took action. What did you do? What steps did you take to resolve the situation? This is where you talk about your line of thinking and why you did it. Be the hero and solve the problem. I did A, B, and C. I explained the situation to a customer, told them that it's store policy to have a receipt for cash returns, and issued them a gift card instead. So now I know what you might be thinking, and sometimes you know that in the situation you didn't do the right thing. Let me tell you that not everyone is perfect. We don't know how to handle every situation, and we might make mistakes. Let me tell you this, that's okay. And maybe it wasn't the best idea, or maybe you didn't take the right steps. So this is your chance to talk about what was going through your head, or why you chose to do this, or why you chose to do that. And you can talk about that in the last part, in the results. R is the final step, and that's the results. You're going to talk about what happened at the end, and you're going to sum up the whole story in the end. Remember to end your story strong and tell them how everyone lived happily ever after at the end of your story. The customer left happy, or we figured out our differences and became best friends outside of work, which made our work better and I enjoyed coming to work every day after that. You might even say, that's how I was able to help the company make $100,000, or then I was promoted because of my quick thinking. But we don't live in a Disney movie. And there are times where things don't get fully resolved. The problem doesn't have to be totally solved, but end it on a more positive note, like telling them what you learned or even how you moved on and made things work. Something like, I learned to ask before I pressed random red buttons, or we continued to work together well and keep things professional while understanding what makes each other tick. Having an ending that closes the story. That's very important. Remember that star ends with R, which means result. It's not just S-T-A. Like, you know those movies that you watch and there isn't a satisfying ending? Don't do that in your story. If you disclose a situation that didn't show you in the best light, then this is your chance to explain yourself. Tell them what you wouldn't do again and that you learned your lesson. Make sure to wrap it up. Make sure that there's an ending and that you don't end after explaining what the action was that you took. In the end, experience is a great teacher, and having someone who has learned from their failures is just as strong as someone who is a know-it-all and can handle every situation, which makes you more human. I mean, let's be honest, nobody likes know-it-alls. Now, it doesn't always have to end with are the results. Like I said, there's lots of different ways. Some people ended off with an extra S, and this extra S would mean skills. So you start with S and you end with an S. This last one meaning skills, and that could be things like soft skills or your hard skills. And you talk about your organization, maybe your problem solving skills, maybe how you diffuse tense situations, or might even be your customer service. Talk about the skills that you used in the story. You can even go into your hard skills or where you talk about things that you learned in school or in training and how you implemented them in this story. And then you can end it off saying, you know, you're more than just a pretty face. No, don't say that. I don't want to get in trouble from you guys if, you know, the interviewer doesn't like what you say there. So here's the thing. The main goal is to make sure that your story is clear and concise. And if you ask any interviewer, one of the worst things in an interview is to have somebody talk and talk and talk. And in the end, you have no idea what the point of that story was. So no matter what you use to remember your story, just make sure that it is clear and concise. Use what you're comfortable with. I don't care if it's star or stars or SARS or share or spars or spurs or spires or spindles or it doesn't matter. Just as long as you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Tell them what you did, what was the problem or goal, and always finish with a good ending. Now I want to add one more thing to this star story, and that's what I call your big fish. Now, your big fish is essentially your headline that goes at the start of your story. And it all goes back to like those fisherman stories where you have people, let's say like, once I caught a fish that was this big, and then they hold their hands out maybe 2 meters long and they're exaggerating maybe, or maybe they just want to tell you a really great story. And that's how you want to start off telling your stories, is telling them your big fish headline. And the whole idea behind this is that so that you can grab their attention right away. You don't want it to be long and maybe max like 2 sentences. But if you keep it to 1, then that would be ideal. And the idea is to get that interviewer to say, I'm listening. Tell me more. And it could go a little something like this, where they ask you the question and then you can say, that's an interesting question. Let me tell you about that time where I helped Amazon interview over 1,000 people when they first came to the city. Or maybe it's something simple like, let me tell you about that time where I saved the company $1 million. Or how about something like, or even let me tell you about that time where I closed the biggest deal ever in company history. Maybe don't say it like that, but you know, you get what I mean. Maybe it's something a little more low key. Like, let me tell you about the time where I made this customer's day. Right? You know, when you're talking about that, then the interviewer, the person that's listening, they say, okay, I want to hear a little more about your story. If you make a good headline, then the interviewer would be interested, and now they'll want to hear more. And that's when you dive into your star stories, your situation, your task, your action, and your results. Now, I find a good way of practicing this would be maybe to think of your favorite movies and then try to explain them in 1 or 2 sentences to somebody who's never seen it, and getting them to think, yeah, I would like to watch this movie to know what happens. So let me give you an example. Let me tell you about that time where I had to go destroy the One Ring to rule them all. Of course, that would be, what do you think? Lord of the Rings. Or how about, let me tell you about that time where I was stalked by this crazy monster shark, and we definitely needed to get a bigger boat. Yeah, and that would of course be Jaws. Or let me tell you about the time where I had to break into Alcatraz. That's right. I said breaking into Alcatraz, which is my favorite movie, The Rock, starring the immortal Nicolas Cage and the late Sean Connery. Great, great movie if you've never seen it. But doesn't that make you want to say, tell me more, I want to know more? And that's what you want the interviewer to think and to feel as well. So I'm going to let you in on a little preview here. And I want you to stay tuned for the next batch of episodes, because we're going to be talking with more top coaches from all over North America. And they're going to be talking specifically about behavioral interview questions. So if this is the section of the interview that always trips you up and you always get confused, then stay tuned for the next batch of episodes, because these are going to be fun. You know what? I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear what you think. And also, if you have any specific questions that you would like us to address on any future episodes, then you can definitely connect with me on LinkedIn, Michael Manzano, or check out the show notes for our email at link.career.services@bowvalleycollege.ca. Thank you so much to all of our guests the past 10 episodes. And we have had some amazing, amazing coaches who helped us to understand a bunch of interview questions. And of course, as always, you know, I want to thank you to all of our listeners who are joining us from all over the world on the offer letter in Europe, in South America, in Asia, Africa, Australia, and of course, North America. I want to thank you all for listening and for your support of this podcast. And you know what? My hope is honestly that you can take this information, you can learn from these guests, you can ace your interview, and that you can get your offer letter.